This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Striking out, you know, advance the runner, you know, gee whiz.
Now back to the best Giants talk in the Bay. The Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7, The Game.
I think Janet Mountain View might actually have the best Giants talk in the Bay. She might just have the best sports talk. She might just have the best talk in the Bay.
I mean, bring it on, man.
I mean, she is loading up our board with drops. Seems like every phone call, there's two or three
I'd
more
like
drops.
I'd like to see some more Pat Spencer in my life.
Wouldn't we all? I wonder how Pat Spencer would help this offense out. I wonder if Lee in Milpitas has some thoughts on the Giants offense here. Lee, you are on the wrap. How you doing, man?
Yeah, you got to give the guys some steady at-bats, and they got to get used to playing with each other. This in and out and one guy up, one guy down, sends the guy down. Just let them play out the string, you know? As soon as they get a rhythm and get to know each other better, go out to a movie, go eat dinner together, get to know each other, and whatever assets you bring to the table, you share them. And real quick with Verlander, I think he's done because he looks gassed like in the second and third inning. Is he in shape? Is he in shape? Doesn't look like it at 43, 42 years old, whatever it is. Give him a parting gift and tell him thanks.
Awesome. Appreciate your call there, Lee. Yeah, Justin Verlander again. It's just it's looking tough for our guy right now at age 43. And again, yeah, Lee does have a point. He does look tired most more often than not these days, which again, 20 years of doing this, 3,500 innings or something like that that he's pitched. I mean, it's Justin Verlander's put a lot of mileage on his arm there. You got to figure out it's going to catch him at some point. But, yeah, you didn't think it would happen like this.
Yeah, they need to go see a movie.
Yep.
I like that.
There's a lot of movies out there they can go see.
F1? How is that?
I haven't seen – actually, I got to go start seeing movies.
Well, what are the early reviews on F1 and Brad Pitt playing Sonny Hayes?
Saw the billboard coming in. Does that mean anything?
Ooh, okay. Well, it means something. I don't know if it means what we're looking for.
I do think that somebody would take a run on Verlander. Somebody that really, if they need a veteran leader, still believes in Verlander.
Yeah. You know who I believe in? That's our next guest.
And I mean, it's trade bait, but go ahead.
He is going to be joining us on the River Islands guest line. Covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. One of the hardest working beat writers on the Giants beat, Justice De Los Santos. Again, he joins us on the River Islands guest line. Justice, man, thank you very much for joining us this morning on the Wrap.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all for having me. And sorry, I have no reviews of F1. I haven't seen either. So I'm just like y'all. I'm gonna have to strap in once I get an off day, and then we'll go from there. We'll review that next time I'm on here.
There you go. Off days. I've heard about those. I wouldn't know what an off day is. But I guess if we're going to be doling out off days, I mean, does Justin Verlander need another off day, Justice? Just the last few starts, it's been rough from Verlander. And It's getting to a point where at this point in the season, I'm not sure what, you know, we and what Giants fans can really expect out of him on a start-to-start basis here. What based on what we've been seeing from Verlander of late, what can we realistically expect from him the rest of the season right now?
I mean, he's going to have one more start before the All-Star break, and as things are lining up, it's going to be against the Los Angeles Dodgers. So it's not exactly going to be an easy task for him to try to get that first win before the All-Star break. But, you know, the numbers paint a picture. You know, he has, you know, a lot of fans are going to look at the zero wins and see the 4.8 ERA and think he hasn't pitched well. But he has at points this year, you know, been a bit of a vintage Verlander. He's had, I want to say, 5 or 6 quality starts. His last outing against the White Sox was a quality start. And, you know, in the industry that we are, where it's like, what have you done for me lately? It's going to be very easy to just point to the start against the Athletics and say, oh, there's nothing left in the tank. But I do think Verlander, you know, aside from, you know, his, you know, what he's been able to do results-wise, just the way that he's processing this, the way that he's going about it. You know, normally when a starting pitcher has an outing like that, they have absolutely no desire to speak about media, to speak to media and maybe have some rushed answers. But when we talked to Verlander after yesterday's game, it was about 8 minutes of just pure clinical introspection. And he said, you know, there's been about 2 or 3 times in my career where I've had to reinvent the wheel. And even after the game, he was already working on, you know, new mechanical things, trying to figure out how to be more deceptive, trying to figure out how to maximize the stuff that he has. And, you know, one of the numbers that kind of gets lost in yesterday's outing is that he still did have 10 whiffs on 60 pitches. That's a very healthy percentage. But for him, it's going to be about when he gets in those 2-strike counts, how does he put guys away? He pointed to the Brent Rooker double at, I believe, at the bottom of the second, where it's 95 and away, just not a pitch that anybody should hit, and Rooker kind of beats him to the spot. Pointing to that one in particular as an instance where it's like, like that's where I need to be more deceptive. So, you know, the baseline numbers certainly don't paint a pretty picture, but the Giants are going to keep Verlander for the time being. He is going to get that one more start before the All-Star break. And the one thing that I will, you know, want to remind Giants fans is this is a team that no longer has Kyle Harrison to fall back on. This is a team that even doesn't have Jordan Hicks to fall back on. When you start looking at the rotation options, if, you know, if you just punted Verlander, as a lot of Giants fans probably want to do, it's Carson Wisenhunt, who hasn't made a major league start, Carson Seymour, who hasn't made a major league start. There's Ragsdale as well, Trevor McDonald. It's a lot of guys that have limited to no major league experience. So unless the Giants have or acquire a viable option over the course of the next couple of weeks, it is going to be Verlander for the time being.
Hey, Justice, as bad as it's been for Verlander, it's been equally bad for that of Hayden Birdsong. What is the level of concern for the Giants for their young pitcher going forward?
I wouldn't say there's much concern because they remember that this is a 23-year-old kid who's still learning the major league level and still learning the ebbs and flows. And I mentioned this a while ago, is that, you know, one executive told me that when you're evaluating young starting pitchers, you almost have to throw the first 150 innings of their career out the window because they are still learning the ropes of the major league level. I think that it's a fair, you know, well, a lot of fans want a young guy to instantly come up and succeed. We saw that, those glimpses with Birdsong last year. Then we saw some early glimpses this year, especially when he was in the bullpen. But the last 2 outings haven't been great. 4 walks and back-to-back starts. And not just the 4 walks, but 2 outings where it just kind of out of nowhere, he's really lost his command, and, you know, you blink and his outing's over. And this is always going to be part of, you know, the development process. There is always development that happens at the major league level. Birdsong's kind of Achilles heel last year was the command. This year we're kind of seeing those glimpses of the command as well. But when he's on, we do see the strikeout stuff, the fastball that he's able to combine with the kick change that he throws, with the breaking balls. The talent is there, but again, the Giants are going to continue preaching patience with him. He's going to make his start on Sunday against the A's. And again, kind of similar to how they don't have an option if they were to hypothetically, you know, punt Verlander from the rotation. It would kind of be the same thing with Birdsong. So they kind of have the guys they have right now. And, you know, especially with a guy as young as Birdsong is, the best thing that they can do is give him these opportunities, let him figure things out at the major league level, because the alternative is that he doesn't get those opportunities to figure things out at all.
You know, Justin, you mentioned, again, if the Giants do move off Verlander, they need someone to kind of fill in those innings in that situation there. We are, I believe, you know, 25, 26 days away from the trade deadline. Is there any pitchers that you've kind of, when you look around the league, are there any names that kind of catch your attention as a potential target that the Giants might look at should they decide to dive into the pitching trade market here?
Haven't had an opportunity to dive into any names yesterday, but I mean, if the A's are willing to get rid of a certain left-handed starting pitcher that pitched the 6 shutout innings last night, that would be certainly an enticing topic. But I do think that not necessarily a name, but if you kind of try to think of who it would be, it would probably be, you know, a fourth or fifth starter to really round out the rotation to give them some depth. They don't necessarily need to go after that front-end ace necessarily, especially given the seasons that Logan Webb is having. He's probably going to be an all-star. Robbie Ray as well, who's certainly deserving of being an all-star. And even Landon Roop, who since May, even with some of the inconsistencies that he's had and even with his last outing kind of going a bit off the rails in the fifth inning and, you know, him not being able to get through 5, you do have at the top end of this rotation some pretty reliable guys, but it is going to be the matter of getting that one more guy that can really slot into maybe that third or fourth spot in the rotation. Because if you think ahead to a possible playoff series where you're going to need multiple guys going, you know, you are going to need someone aside from Ray and Webb to potentially provide, you know, 5, 6, 7 innings in meaningful baseball games.
Hey, Justice, as we talk about the bullpen for a second, there are two guys that are clearly reliable right now, and that's being Rogers and Rodriguez. Ryan Walker's been a bit of a mystery. Can you sort of put your arms around him and describe to Giant fans where he's at these days?
Yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster of a year for I think I misheard the reliever. Which reliever are you talking about?
Oh, Ryan Walker.
Ryan Walker. I heard the R sounding through me. My apologies. But yeah, it's been a roller coaster of a year for Ryan Walker. He obviously starts the season as the team's closer, has a really tough stretch. They stick with him in the closer's role for as long as possible, and then they end up switching from him to Camilo Duvall. And, you know, the thought process was that maybe he could still be one of the leverage arms in this bullpen, but he's kind of fallen out of being one of those guys, because if you kind of work backwards from it, Camilo Duvall is the closer. Tyler Rogers typically has the eighth. Randy Rodriguez typically has the seventh. And what was kind of telling was that on, I believe it was Wednesday, when the Giants had that bullpen game, instead of potentially going to Ryan Walker in the sixth, manager Bob Melvin went with Spencer Bivins, who pitched a scoreless sixth with 2 strikeouts. And even when there was a bases loaded, no out situation in the fifth inning of that game, Melvin went to Eric Miller to put out that fire. So I think that for right now, it's probably a matter of trying to get him, you know, his confidence back, you know, trying to get him some reps where he's, or some opportunities to consistently put up zeros. Because as we saw last year, this is a guy who, when he's on, when he's working, when he's cross-firing, he has the potential to be one of the best relievers in that bullpen. But just as of right now, over the course of these first 3 months of the season, we just haven't consistently seen him hit that form.
Justice De Los Santos here joining us on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Be sure to check out his YouTube channel, too. Search Justice De Los Santos. All sorts of great Giants coverage there. Find him on Twitter, just at Just De Los Santos on Twitter. Justice, we got some news yesterday that Matt Chapman was beginning his rehab assignment, and the intention is that he will be in the lineup for the Giants tonight. As I assume that's still the plan, that Matt Chapman will be activated and in the lineup tonight. And you got to see him take batting practice at Chase Field on Thursday. How did he look swinging the bat? How's he looked pregame fielding grounders? And again, yeah, is he still on track to be in the lineup tonight?
He's still on track to be in the lineup tonight, and he has been itching to get back over the course of the last couple weeks. It feels like with every box that he checked, he was progressively getting more and more eager to be back in the lineup. And I will kind of temper expectations a little bit with Chapman's return, at least offensively speaking. I think we do have to kind of remember the last time, prior to yesterday, the last time that he had faced opponents in game was June 8th. So it's been roughly a month in between him facing not only velocity, but major league caliber stuff. So I would imagine the first couple games there might be some getting reacclimated to major league velocity, major league speed. He did say after taking batting practice on Chase Field the other day that he was frustrated with where his swing is at. And that kind of tells me that it is going to be, you know, take him a couple days to really get back into, no pun intended, get back into the swing of things. But he does provide the Giants, you know, with that middle of the option order. He does lengthen their lineup. That'll probably, like, instead of having, you know, Casey Schmidt or Christian Goss, Brett Wisey, Wilmer Flores at third base, they have their five-time Gold Glover. And that's the part of this that the Giants fans are going to be able to rely on. He is still going to be able to provide that defense. And I think there's also just a stabilizing factor with Chapman as well. He is kind of this team's emotional heartbeat. And for a team that's lost 8 of their last 11 games, I think along with just having Chapman in the lineup and all the production that he provides, I think just having him physically out there kind of as their leader on the position player side is going to be a huge boost as well.
Is there any chance, and listen, anything can happen, right, in baseball, but if this team really goes south over the next couple of weeks, could the Giants be sellers at the deadline?
I think it would be a drastic next couple of weeks, especially given how well this team performed in April, given how they've hovered above that 500 line, well, even more than hovered above that 500 line for most of the season. But, you know, you do face the Phillies and the Dodgers to end the first half, and then you kind of go from there with the Blue Jays and the Braves. It is going to be a tough gauntlet once the Giants finish up this, you know, three-game set against the A's. I think it would, you know, never say never, but I think it would take something pretty drastic over these next couple of weeks for the Giants to consider being sellers, given that they have invested a lot in this team. They signed Willie Adames. They went out and got Rafael Devers, who's not going to be cheap. This is clearly a team that wants to contend this year, and I think, again, it would take a lot over the course of these next couple of weeks for the Giants to even consider, become sellers.
If they did become sellers, it would be even more shocking considering the news that broke this week, Justice, that Bob Melvin had his option for next year picked up, Buster Posey saying that he picked it up as a way to show some confidence to Bob and his pitch and his coaching staff here. I'm just kind of curious, what were your thoughts on that news when it broke and on the timing of Buster Posey exercising that option for Bob Melvin next year?
Yeah, you just hit on it right there. The timing was clearly the most fascinating element of this. And when we talked to Posey, he said there wasn't necessarily anything intentional about the timing. He said that this is something that the team has been working on for 3 to 4 weeks. Whether or not you want to subscribe to that belief is up to you and the individual. But, you know, this is a team at the time of that move. I think they had lost 7 of their previous 8 games. Even now they've lost, I think it's 8 of the last 11 games. And in making that decision when he did, Buster Posey essentially sent 2 different messages. The first being that he not only has belief in Melvin, but the entire of the coaching staff. And again, with, you know, I'm on Twitter. I see all the things about Pat Burrell and Matt Williams and all kind of all the vitriol directed at them. But it was kind of a backing of Melvin and the entire coaching staff. And the second part of that message is that the team, plain and simple, needs to perform better. He didn't say it super blunt in the way that Davey Martinez said it a while back, but, you know, Posey was pretty candid and said, you know, as a former player, there comes a point where even with all the messaging that you get from the coaches, even with everything that they're helping you out with, at the end of the day, there's only really one person responsible for your career, and that's the player themselves. So the timing of the thing was the most important thing or the most significant aspect of that move. He is giving Melvin confidence going forward. And again, it kind of bleeds into that idea that this is the team that wants to win now, and this is the team that believes they can win now.
Justice, talk about Robbie Ray and specifically his performance the other night, because usually it's about this long before a player, they say, usually feels at full strength after Tommy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
John surgery, and that's right about where he's at as far as his rehab is concerned. Is this legitimate going forward in terms of the Giants having a 1-2 punch, and there's not going to be another shoe that's going to drop in terms of Robbie Ray going south?
I mean, Robbie Ray this entire season has looked really good. And if you kind of look at his timeline over the course of the last couple of years, 2023, he has the Tommy John surgery. When he returned in 2024, that was more than anything about getting him reacclimated to just being a major league starting pitcher. I don't think the Giants had any expectations that he was going to go out every 5 days and throw six innings. But when we talked to Ray after the complete game the other day, he said that it's typically it takes about 18 to 20 months post-surgery to start really feeling like yourself again. And during spring training, that was when he personally hit that point of feeling like himself again. And pretty much since his first start of the season has looked very reminiscent of the 2021 Robbie Ray that we saw, who won his first career Cy Young. It is a little bit of a different mix compared to there, but because he's significantly older now, I believe he's now 33. But, you know, the grunts are as loud as ever. He's attacking guys with that fastball at the top of the zone. He introduced the changeup to his repertoire earlier this year. And for as well as Logan Webb has pitched this year, Robbie Ray has just kept pace with him for the entirety of the season. I believe Ray, even at this juncture, has a lower ERA than Webb. And it's going to be interesting to see how the all-star rosters shake out. You know, sometimes we'll see teams get multiple starting pitchers. I think the Braves and the Phillies got it last year. Sometimes not. And there's no shortage of guys on this team that are deserving. And I think if you were to ask the 25 other guys in that Giants clubhouse, if Robbie Ray was deserving of an all-star candidacy, I believe they would all say an affirmative yes.
Justice De Los Santos here joining us on the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap with Sam Lubman and Dan Devone. Check out his YouTube channel. Just search Justice De Los Santos on YouTube. Find him on Twitter, Just De Los Santos, at Just De Los Santos. Last one here for you, Justice, is every time I see Rafael Devers run, Crook or Kipe have to mention that he is nursing a bit of a sore groin. How concerning is the groin with Rafi Devers? Is it a thing? I assume the Giants are trying to take it easy with him. Is it going to impact when he, you know, takes the field and plays some first base? What is the status of that groin, and should Giants fans be worried about it getting worse?
As far as the groin, one thing that we actually found out in Phoenix over the couple of days ago is that in addition to the groin, he's also been having a little bit of a back thing as well. And so those things all kind of meld into one another. And it is very, very visible. Like whenever he hit, there's been a couple of doubles that he's had over the course of the last couple of games. And after he rounds first, and once he kind of knows he's got a double, he really shuts the engines off. And it just does not look entirely majestic. The one thing that the Giants have said is that it's not impacting his hitting at this current juncture. It is going to impact when he plays first base, because obviously if he's, you know, one of the big parts of playing being a first baseman is stretching, and you know that you know having to throwing him out in first base wouldn't exactly help it as far as aiding the groin. But they are going to have the All-Star break in a couple of days. Whether or not Devers is part of those National League All-Star teams after being the leading vote getter in the American League, that kind of remains to be seen. As far as, you know, whether or not gets worse, it's tough to say. I wish I could have the medical reasoning as to whether it could or couldn't, but they're saying it hasn't impacted his swing. They're kind of going to limit him as far as the fielding. He is still taking pregame grounders at first base. There was kind of the potential of him playing third base, you know, once Christian Koch suffered the injury and they were down, they're all three third basemen, but I don't think that's going to be something that materializes anytime soon with Chapman getting back. So I think they're going to continue managing it. It might put the opportunity for him to play first base really up in the air this year just because they want to manage it. But, you know, we'll kind of wait and see if how much progress he's able to make with that over the next couple weeks.
Awesome stuff, Justice. Really appreciate you joining us on the show today. And thanks for coming on. We'll have to do it again soon.
Yes, sir. I'll have that F1 review for y'all in a couple weeks.
All right. We'll get you back on for that, and I'll see you at the yard tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care, Justice. That was Justice De Los Santos joining us on the River Islands guest line. Covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. Again, you can find all of his content on YouTube and on Twitter at Just De Los Santos on Twitter. And wow, a lot there to unpack. Some interesting stuff about Bob Melvin and the message that Buster Posey sent. But then right there at the end, yeah, the Rafi Devers groin. He's also got a back issue as well that is not impacting his hitting, but it is going to impact how quickly he gets on the field. And all I heard there, Dan, is the most important hitter in the Giants lineup, or the best power hitter in the Giants lineup, has a groin and back issue. That gives me some concerns right there.
Well, it's not so much for this year, but when you think about the portly fella and you're invested in this dude for an extended period of time and you got to eat like 250 scahoots of that $300 million deal, you know, big boys don't necessarily age well.
No, and that's a lot of weight for those ligaments to carry around.
Oh, I hate it.
And Devers is going to spend a lot of his time with the Giants in his 30s. And as someone who is also in their 30s, Dan, for whatever it is, and Risotto, you'll learn this in about 20 years when you yourself turn 30. The back starts to go very early in your 30s there. So, and then, yeah, factor in the weight. That does not get me super optimistic about Rafi Devers in his health there. Now, he did mention that the All-Star break is coming up. That does offer a chance for Devers to get off his feet. But if he's part of the festivities, obviously, that changes the conversation. What I really wanted him to say was, oh, yeah, no, it's not that big of a deal. And instead, he went the complete opposite direction on that one.
I still give him a bit of a pass that I think everything he's been through, like the trade, and then having Boston come in that next week and do those interviews for the Boston media, the San Francisco media, that he just needs to sort of settle in and just get into his space and his comfort zone mentally.
I mean, I agree with that. And I do think that factor is absolutely there. But when I also see the fact, like, every time I see him run now, I'm going to get nervous because, like, I don't want that groin injury to get worse because that thing could linger. And now I'm seeing the bat, too. Listen, if he doesn't play a single inning on defense this year, I am totally cool with that. I am cool with Dom Smith and Wilmer Flores handling things at first. Got Chapman there at third. Casey Schmidt to fill in from time to time. I don't need Rafi Devers to play first base this year. That's fine. But I do need Rafi Devers to stay healthy and at least stay in the lineup. When I hear back and groin, I just hope those things hold up the rest of the year. But wow, very concerning there. Less concerning lately, though, is William Thomas. I want to get into why on the other side. And then, I want to get into what Justice said about Robbie Ray, who looking very much like an all-star pitcher again. About 30 minutes to go here on the wrap. We'll be back. And that is all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Now back to the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap on 95.7 The Game.
Get a little electric feel going here. I like it. It's one of the few songs on our rejoins that I actually know. It is the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Sam Lubman here along with Dan Devone. Final innings here. Is that what we say? We say innings here on the show instead of final stretch.
Ninth inning?
Ninth inning here. We got to close this out.
Sam, do you know why I played electric feel?
Why did you play electric field?
There's a Tim Lincecum sighting in San Francisco recently.
Really? No way. Well, we were supposed to have a Bryce check, but since Bryce is on the men right now, I guess we have a Timmy update. Risotto, can you give us, what are the details of this Tim Lincecum update?
Yeah, so there's a picture that went viral of somebody in a San Francisco neighborhood. I think it was the Mission District, if I'm not mistaken. And they saw a guy that looked like Tim Lincecum. It was a woman with her mother. And her mother went up to the guy and said, "Hey, you look like Tim Lincecum." And then the man said, "It's because I am." So Tim Lincecum is around a city that he's beloved in. How about that?
Awesome. Tim Lincecum in the Mission District. I wonder if he lives in that area. I'm sure he's got houses in multiple locations.
Seattle, maybe. His late wife was a principal on the peninsula in a school in Burlingame, so he probably still has some Bay Area ties.
He used to live down in the Marina District back in the day.
Did you see him at the Dolphin Club?
Not at the Dolphin Club, but he was at a club, and that club had a lot of alcohol. Him and Pat Burrell and those boys used to go hard.
Oh, I bet.
And he used to keep a little apartment, a little crash pad right there, not Union, but on Chestnut Street area. And that's really when the Giants,
that was in the heyday.
Like, it was almost Oakland Raider-esque. When you have the team that's living in that particular city that they play in, and they're hanging out in the local watering holes and rejoicing and identifying with the fan base, that to me is, it doesn't get any better than that. That's the quintessential player-fan relationship that they captured for about a good 6 to 7 years there.
If the walls of that little loft could talk that Tim Lincecum had, the stories I'm sure those walls would tell. So last segment we had Justin Stable Santos covers the Giants for the Bay Area News Group. He joined us on the River Islands guest line, and he had a lot to tell us here. We asked him about Birdsong, Verlander, Giants gonna let him take that next start against the Dodgers, which, you know, we've been saying, Dan, if you can't beat the White Sox and the A's. Well, now it's like, well, you know what? You got to beat the Dodgers to avoid going into the All-Star break with a goose egg. You know, that's just how this season has gone for Justin Verlander. But two interesting things he said towards the end. One was about Rafael Devers and the groin injury isn't serious, but he also has a back issue that isn't serious, but it is still something that's on the radar. The other interesting thing he said, we asked him about the timing with Bob Melvin, and he said, and Justice said that the timing was not intentional by Buster Posey, but that Buster was also sending basically two different messages, and that is there is a belief in the coaching staff and in Bob Melvin, and it was also a shot that the team needs to start playing better, which that kind of goes into the overall messaging that we've been hearing about when it comes to the Giants and the coaching staff is the players do need to play better, and hopefully the Giants can sign it. The players can start to respond to that. So it seems like, yeah, it's still very much it's on the players, not the coaches. Though we've been kind of talking about this morning how there is some blame to be put on Bob Melvin in terms of just the lineup and keeping guys confident. But yeah, I guess are you, with all that being said, I guess what do you take away from Justice kind of basically still reiterating what everyone else is saying in regards to the coaching staff?
Are you talking about Bob Melvin specifically or just any of what it is that he mentioned during his half-hour interview? You want to stay with Bob Melvin?
Let's stay with Bob Melvin.
Okay, yeah. I think he sort of reiterated in his own way what it is that we were thinking about. I think that the timing is sort of, it's interesting because I think that those negotiations, we think of it as he offered the option while the team was in the midst of playing its worst baseball in the season. And that's partially true, but you have to understand that those negotiations probably were initiated when the team was actually doing well.
Yeah.
They go back and forth, right, where the agent gets it, makes some addendums, it goes back to Buster, and then eventually it gets signed. It just so happened that it gets signed while the team was playing poorly. So I think the timing may not have been necessarily, oh, you know what, the team's playing its worst baseball in the season. Let me just go out and give this vote of confidence.
Yeah.
Because I think there's sort of a backstory to the whole contract situation.
Yeah, I don't think that Buster woke up on Monday morning. It's like, you know what, let's pick up that option. It's, I mean, he said with the Rafael Devers trade, I mean, we would have thought that that trade came together, you know, overnight almost. But they said that, you know, that had been 3-4 weeks in the making there. So, yeah, the timing of it, probably something that was took some time to get there. Again, he's putting the vote of confidence on the coaching staff, calling out the players. Are the players going to respond? One player who is has been responding has been Willy Adames. And, Dan, you know, back the start of June, he was given a Sunday off against the Braves. It was the first game he missed all year because Willy Adames said he wanted to be a 162 guy. But he took that Sunday, June 10th game off against the Braves. And that was the same day, I believe, that Matt Chapman injured his right hand, of all days. And so he had that Sunday off. The Giants had the off day on Monday in Colorado. And then he came back. He had the great series in Colorado. Since then, Dan, he has really taken off. He is hitting 300 in that time. About as I look at my notes here, a 380 on base, a 525 slugging percentage. And, yeah, this is the best he's looked all year so far over the last 23 games. But the part that I'm kind of looking at that makes me think that Willy Adames might be starting to come around as I look at how the ball is leaving his bat. So last year, Dan, he had a career year. And during the best 23-game stretch that he had last year, this was from July 10th to August 8th. During that stretch, this is last year, he had an average exit velocity of about 92 miles an hour, a launch angle of 17.1 degrees, and a hard hit rate of about 48%. This is all according to Fangraphs. So that was last year during his best 22-game hitting stretch of the season. Over the last 22 games, I think this is going into last night, the exit velocity, 92 miles an hour, launch angle, 16.9, so a tick below the 17.1, and the hard hit rate is at 44.8, so getting close to that rate what we saw last year. This is all me saying is that the way Willy Adames is swinging the bat over the last 3 weeks is very similar to how he was swinging the bat during his hottest stretches of the year last year. Is that enough to make Giants fans feel confident that the Willy Adames that the Giants paid $180 million to is finally starting to show up to do things other than just be a cheerleader in that dugout?
Well, time will tell. But it's certainly a good indication. And I would also add to that, his defense is much improved. And he does that with that infectious smile. All he needs to do is start hitting because everything else is there. The leadership, the fact that he is sort of this ambassador with the Latin players. He is such a good fit. And I think that when Devers came on board, I think that Willy Adames, you know, was instrumental in sort of welcoming him. And he just needs to start squaring things up because everything else, I think in terms of being the locker room guy, the defense is beginning to come around, which just goes to show, and this dates back to last year with Snell as well, that remember Snell's start last season? That there is, patience is sort of a virtue when it comes to all of this stuff, and I think it might be applicable, which is why I think we should be willing to give Verlander another opportunity. Because if Verlander turns the corner, now you get that veteran pitcher that maybe you would have gone out and traded for. So I think that the patience for Adames is beginning to pay off, and hopefully now this is something that is not going to be just sort of a rash of him hitting well, and then he goes back to struggling again. But what's still really peculiar before you go is he did get a hit last night, but this dude still can't hit left-handers. And it's not only relegated to this year. His reverse splits are just weird for a guy who's a good right-handed hitter. He cannot hit left-handed pitching.
I mean, that's just everybody on the Giants this year, it seems. But
no,
yeah,
but I mean, going back to his career.
It's longer term for him. You're right there. So again, I mean, if that's just who he is, that's just who he is. But I mean, I'm looking for other trends that suggest that he is progressing in the right direction. And Dan, I know I speak for a lot of Giants fans as well as myself, where we have all been driven crazy watching him swing at the slider low and away, especially the one that's outside the zone. And it's just early in the year, you knew you could get him to bite on that low and away slider every single time. And what I'm noticing, again, since going through into June 8th, in the first 2 months, he had 30 sliders away out of the zone that he swung and missed at. Since June 8th, though, he's had only 9 of those pitches. So if you extrapolate all that out, it's decreasing a little bit. They're showing some improvement there. He is, more importantly, though, he is laying off of those pitches that he spent the first 2 months of the season chasing wildly and flailing at. And, you know, I brought up the batted ball data. Batted ball data only tells you so much. You still got to look at what you're seeing at the plate. And when I see an Adames that isn't chasing balls as or isn't chasing pitches as much as he was earlier on, that just adds to, as you were saying, I believe the patience is indeed paying off on Willy Adames.
Yeah, and that's one of those where it's just, it's easier said than done. And the same is applicable to Jung-Hoo Lee. While we sit here and we're like, stay off of that pitch. You know where it's going to go, right? They have a book on you and they want to pitch you away, Jung-Hoo Lee. And the same thing with a slider when it comes to Willy Adames. But when you're going through that and you're Willy Adames, that pitch is not a slider low and away. That's where it ends up. But when you're in your own head and you're struggling, that looks like something I can drive, right? But there's that whole, like, going, that's why patience is so key for all of us when it comes to players as well as fans, is that baseball has always been that war of attrition. Like, you got to go through this crap. And the Giants may get to the playoffs, and the Giants may get back to the series. And think about what Giant fans have had to endure over the last, you know, 2 months. This has been worse than torture with this baseball team. The frustration.
Abject misery and frustration. Yeah, we're banging our heads against the wall over this.
And so just to isolate it to one player, you know, there's ebb and flow to a season and to a particular player. And going through slumps, it's all part of it. And so while it looks so easy for us, hey, Jung-Hoo Lee, that pitch is low and away. While you're at the plate and the guy's on the bump and he's 90 feet away, that thing starts out like right in your wheelhouse. And then it ends up low and away. So it's all part of the process of playing this crazy sport.
Let's head out to the Lions here, talk to one of our favorites. 888-957-9570 is the number. A few minutes left in the show here. Try and squeeze some thoughts in. Skills in Vallejo. He's got some thoughts on Bob Melvin. Skills is always one of my favorites. How are we doing today, Skills? You're on the wrap.
Hey, good morning there, Sam Lubman and Dan DeBone. Good to be on with you. Yeah, about Bob Melvin. We're talking about a franchise that since 1986 has, even through different ownerships and different management people, has only had 6 managers. And so they're not going to – I think it would take a lot to make them cut ties with Melvin. They'd have to – it'd be close to a clubhouse mutiny, something along those lines, or just a complete 20-game losing streak, something big for them to cut ties with Melvin at this point in a relationship. But I think that's why
– This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Like Posey, who only played for really one manager his whole career. He had last year with Kapler, but, you know, whatever. He knows how important the ability can be. And the Giants have proven that. They've been, you know, mostly successful using that formula over the years. So, Melvin, you know, he's made some mistakes. There's some things that are happening that should be happening. And I think a lot of that has to do with matters that he can't control, and some he can, but, you know, we'll just have to ride it out at least for the next year or into the next year if they decide to cut ties from halfway through. Moving on, I want to mention Jungkoo Lee in the lineup. And we're talking about a guy here who missed a good chunk of last season. I wonder if something what's going on with him right now is fatigue. He is not a guy who I expected to run into this kind of wall offensively, especially not in the month of June, into July. I expect a lot better from him. But then again, we forget he missed a good chunk of last year. He may not be completely, you know, physically up to the demand of playing every day in the major leagues. He's facing pitchers who he's facing for the first time in his life, guys who throw like 110 miles an hour. And this is all – he's still adjusting. And I'm still going to be patient with him and write him out, and hopefully that he can figure some things out there before the end of the season. Because he's a professional hitter. He's a guy who can do some things that nobody else on the team can do. So I'm going to be patient with him. I'm talking like I have a choice, but you get what I'm saying. And the last point I want to make real quick was about Matt Chapman. I ran the numbers real quick, and this guy is going to be more important to the Giants than I think people even realize. He's hit 12 home runs this season. Each one has been in a separate game, and the Giants have won 9 of those 12 games. So I'm hoping that he can provide that charge, that boost in the lineup that we so desperately need right now. He's been a winner everywhere he's been, Oakland, Toronto, and here in San Francisco they were winning up until he got hurt. So welcome back, Matt Chapman, or Matty Chill, as I like to call him, and go Giants. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for that call of their skills. And, yeah, Matt Chapman should be back tonight, but as Justice Dale Santos said, you know, Chapman frustrated with the swing, so that might not portend to a quick return to form for Matt Chapman. Before we get out of here, Dan, I want to talk about a little bit about tonight's matchup really quick. Logan Webb on the Hill grew up an A's fan, grew up just a stone's throw away from Sutter Health Park over in Rockland, California, went to Rockland High. He is 3-2 with a 3.61 career ERA and 7 starts against the A's. He was the starter on the Friday night game against the A's. Wilmer Flores hit those 3 home runs against the A's. He'll be going against Luis Severino, 2-9 with a 5.09 ERA, but 0-7 with a 3.79 ERA. In 57 innings pitched at Sutter Health Park, a .300 opponent batting average. He has made it absolutely clear how much he disdains pitching in that ballpark. So that is the starting matchup tonight. But the pitcher we talked about with Justice Dale Santos last segment there, Dan, was one Robbie Ray. And the start that he had on Thursday night against the Braves, or sorry, against the Diamondbacks, going the full distance, throwing his first complete game of the year and looking every bit again like
first since 2017, I think.
Yeah, so looking at again, complete games are very hard to come by nowadays. And Robbie Ray looked everything like the dominant co-ace that that Giants fans were expecting him to be coming into this season.
Yeah, and I think it goes along the lines of Logan Webb, who is pitching tonight. Is what those two guys are doing this year is that they're eating innings. And Logan Webb, along with Robbie Ray, are amongst the league leaders, top 10, top 15 in terms of innings pitched. And why is that key? Well, it goes hand in hand as to why your bullpen's effective, right? Like, if you have your two horses that are eating as many innings as these guys are, it is giving days off to certain guys in the bullpen. It's resting that bullpen. And it's the reason why I think a lot of those pitchers, including Rodriguez, is as effective as they are. And it's this sort of domino effect that begins with Webb as well as Robbie Ray, and their ability not only to be amongst the league leaders in terms of ERA, but innings pitch is something that's very key to the success of those two as well.
No, again, you make a great point there in how it does preserve the bullpen. It makes life easier for the bullpen there. And we've seen in the past, Dan, that when they don't have starters who can cover those innings, you know, I think it was 2023, the Giants had an incredibly good bullpen that year, but they ran out of starters. And so those relievers had to pick up more innings in the back half of the year, and using them as openers and whatnot. And you saw that bullpen kind of crater down the stretch in August and September. And it was one of the reasons why it made it all the more easier to move off of Gabe Kapler after that season there. And, you know, that is why I think it's kind of incumbent on Buster to go out and find another starter to complement Webb and Ray, because, you know, Hayden Birdsong, I don't know how many innings you're going to be able to reliably get out of him for the foreseeable future. Now, Birdsong, he could lock in, he could find his command, but this is also his second full big league season. I don't know what the innings limit, if there even is an innings limit on Hayden Birdsong is. I mean, if you can get up to 150, that would be a lot, probably. Landon Roop, same thing. You're probably looking more at 110, 120 innings out of those guys, and that's before you even get into the Justin Verlander thing. And I know you want to be patient with Justin Verlander, and he'll have his one more start against the Dodgers. And the Giants, they're going to keep Verlander in the rotation probably for the rest of the month, and they'll either make a move to bring someone else in and replace him, or he'll find himself, and the Giants will be able to count on him the rest of the way. It's going to be a fascinating month for Justin Verlander here, but at least he's got, you know, Robbie Ray and Logan Webb, you know, 2 days out of the week, able to hold things down to take that strain off of those other days.
Yeah, thank God. And getting back to Hayden Birdsong, it's getting sort of psychological with him. It's a little scary because it's almost Rick and Keel-like, because he's getting to about the fourth or fifth inning, and then all of a sudden, it just flares up.
Like so clockwork, too. Yeah.
He can't find the plate. And you hope that this isn't something that suddenly becomes in between his ears where he's expecting. And when he loses it, he loses it. You know, he's not even close. And trying to self-correct at the major league level, as you see him try to do, never works. I think the big question for me, Sam, going forward, is that the question for the Giants isn't so much about the hitting, because I do believe, to your point about Adames and Chapman coming back, I do think that the hitting will get better. The question becomes, who's the third starter? Do you believe in Landon Roop? Can Hayden Birdsong straighten things out, find his control? And can Verlander, do you still hold out hope that the 43-year-old can be at least a semblance of the Verlander that they thought they were getting? The question for me becomes, you go Logan Webb, Robbie Ray, who's number three from this point forward that you feel very comfortable with throwing out there when the playoffs begin and you got to reduce that rotation?
Yeah, so look at right now, Landon Roop's got 85 innings so far this year. Justin Verlander's at 70. Hayden Birdsong is at 60. Again, we're about halfway through the year. Roop then was on a pace of to hit about 160 innings. Birdsong, he's looking at more closer to 120. How close they get to that, though, remains to be seen, is when you look at their overall career innings in which they've pitched. You know, I don't think Birdsong has ever pitched more than 100 innings in any one year. You look at what he did in the minor leagues in 2023, he pitched at three different levels, you know, San Jose, Eugene, and Richmond, so low A, high A, and double A. and he threw 100 innings that year. Last year, across, you know, he played for the big team, and he played for, you know, for Richmond and Sacramento. Or sorry, he had 120 innings last year. He combined what he did at the minor leagues and the big league level. So he's been able to be stretched out a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how close he gets to that number of 120. And then you look at Landon Roop. Again, he did a couple years ago through 107 innings across, again, same thing, across three different levels. Last year with the Giants, he had a, you know, about 50 innings with the Giants, and then another 20 to 30 innings in the minors. So he's almost at what, so Landon Roop is approaching the number of innings that is his professional career high. Be interesting to see kind of how that looks going into the end of this month in August. Birdsong, he might be able to be stretched out just a little bit more this year. So they might be able to get those innings covered, but then it gets into the confidence issue and can we rely on Birdsong to actually pitch high-quality innings in those appearances. And that's going to be where, again, I think it's being incumbent on not just him, but the coaching staff has to figure out a way to rediscover that confidence in him, because Birdsong is a guy who, that when he is right, looks like he could be a dominant force atop this rotation for years to come.
Yeah, it's not only the innings that you have to concern yourself about because they don't have any experience or anything to fall back on because they've never done it before, but the other thing they've never done is that should this be a team going down to the final days that's vying for a playoff spot, they have no experience in terms of playing in those big pressure moments.
Well, that's not a disqualifier. I mean, I remember
no,
a team,
no. But
I mean,
but
I remember a team 15 years ago that had a young starting staff with absolutely zero big game experience, and you know, I'm obviously talking about the 2010 Giants, who you know rode that inexperienced pitching staff to a World Series. And I think this team, they got enough veteran experience on this team to kind of pick up young guys like Birdsong and Roop in those high pressure situations at the end of the year. So I can absolutely, like, Roop and Birdsong are both, I think, good enough as pitchers to find the confidence that they want. Like, I'm confident that they'll find their confidence. Then it's just a matter of, is there life in the arm at the end of the year when that confidence comes back? And
so really quick, your bigger concern of the three is the veteran.
I'm more concerned in Verlander, yeah, because I don't know how much gas is left in the tank. Like, Verlander can go out and he knows what he needs to do. He's confident in his abilities, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, everyone's saying, you know, he's not pitching as bad as the numbers indicate, but he's still not pitching all that great. And it's the last few starts, there's been, I mean, the White Sox start, yeah, he got screwed over by the offense. But there's been a lot of starts where it's just like, no, Justin, that might have been on you, less so the team around you. So, again, we'll see how these next few starts go. I hope that he can finish out the year with the Giants, but when we're looking at what we've seen in the last few weeks, it's concerning. It is absolutely concerning. What is not concerning, though, is how this show went. This is another fun one, Dan.
Absolutely.
So this has been the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap. Shout out to Zach and Risotto in the back for keeping everything going, pressing all the buttons. Giants in Sacramento for game two. If they win tonight, they win the season series against the Athletics for whatever bragging rights are on the line for that one. I know I'll be excited if the Giants beat the A's. I don't care where the A's are playing. That is still the interleague rival. I want the Giants to beat them. Absolutely sucks that they're in Sacramento and not Oakland where they belong, but Rob Manfred, John Fisher, Dave Cavill, they are all bad for baseball. Definitely boo them if you see them. But I'm not booing you guys, our listeners. I'm not booing any of our people here in the station. This is Sam Lubin for the Orange Black Weekend Wrap, and we will catch y'all on the next one.
Stop striking out, you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.